Come with us into the realm of fantasy, where we will review that which cannot exist in our realm. It can only exist in the realm of fantasy. You are about to enter into the Watayami Files. Join us, won't you? Konnichiwa, Mina. This is Tisa Kura, and you're listening to the Watayami Files. So I'd like to apologize for not having any shows for a while. It's been very crazy. And I finally got up the newer thing on the site that I've been wanting to add on to the show. And that's why it's a little behind. This week we don't have any reviews I'll be talking about. I'll just be talking more about some of the newer things we're going to start doing on the podcast and, of course, on the website. And I'll throw in a couple more informational news and stuff about some games coming out. Well, let's go ahead and jump into some of the newer things for the site. The reason why I haven't been able to do any shows lately is just because I haven't been able to really get any reviews done, and I've been working on adding on top scores, or at least high scores, onto the site. I now have top scores added onto the site for all of you guys out there who are interested in posting your scores from any video game system. I don't do PC games because it's just too many of them. Way too many of them, and I'd rather just... How can I put this? Well, we only do reviews on video games, on video game systems, and so it's the same concept with the top scores. We only do top scores on games that have been on systems. So, that's why, in case anyone has any questions. Well, with the newer things that we've thrown up on the site, it's a good way just to really show off your skills. I only have the top 5 players, of course, on the site for each of the different things. I've added up, I believe I have like at least almost 10 games up now. I have games for the, one game for the Wii. I have the regular Nintendo, and of course for the DS. And you guys can see at least my top scores I have at the moment. And this will help you, you guys have something to at least try and beat already. I also have Cell scores up on my site as well. So it's just something fun that I've been wanting to try and do. That way we could have, reviews, try and get some competition going. And of course, the best part about this is if there's any game that you'd rather add, like say, right now I have Guitar Hero 3 up for the Wii, but you have a 360 with that game. Well, just let me know your scores, and I will add you up and add that game to that game for that system up and running as well. The only requirements are that you have to send either a photo or a video of your scores, and I just need to know what your cyber name is, and of course a picture of the character that represents you. Kind of like what we're doing for the player profiles, because I'm going to be changing that around because I honestly have not had very many updates with the player profiles, so I'm taking down those to what I have been doing and doing more of a, displaying the registered players on the site, and some of their best scores or something like that. I'm going to try and update that as well. Well, so that's basically all the updates about the site and everything. So instead of it being the Watayami Trading Center, I changed it up to Watayami Top Scores. Made it a little easy. And when the next Pokemon game comes out, of course, I'll think about putting it back. like that, but keep this as well. And, of course, if there's a record that you want to set on a game, just need to let me know exactly how that record is, you know, what the, like, qualifications for that record. Like, say, like, I'll be talking about some of the games that I actually have up and I explain, like, each of them, just to kind of give you guys a heads up about it, and, yeah. Well, before we get into that, I'd like to announce some of the games that we'll be having in the future shows that I'm going to definitely get into action, updating the site more regularly, trying to add at least 5 reviews and 3 new games for top scores every week. That's what I'm going to try and make my goal to be. And that way we'll always have new reviews to go on, and I'll try to make sure that I do the reviews pretty good for all you guys out there. So this next year, I'm definitely going to get this podcast up and running. I unfortunately had to cancel 2 of my other podcasts, my techno show and my Japanese music show, only because it was just getting a little harder and harder, and I couldn't supply the demand to it. So you guys are lucky that I'm keeping up PokéCast, and of course this one, just to help you guys out, because I mean, I always get requests for this show. I don't get a whole lot as I would like, but nonetheless, still got a good fan base for this show, so I'll definitely keep this one up and running. So that's some things. Well, the future games I'll be definitely trying to add up, since I'll have the extra time with Christmas coming up. By the way, hope all of you guys have a great holiday, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Some of the new games that we'll be adding on, I'll be doing a review as soon as I can on, of course, Nights, Journey into Dreams. Be doing some more reviews like Escape from Bug Island, Boogie for the DS. I'll be also doing some reviews on Pokemon, the first season, and some of the other Pokemon movies. Also, I've got some great mangas that I'll be heading up. And, of course, got some other great reviews I am working on currently from the older systems. It's just really hard trying to find all the stuff and get it ready. So, we got a lot of great things coming up this year that I'll definitely be getting into. And just as my some pre-reviews, just kind of give you guys a heads up for some good games. I think that'd be actually pretty cool to do just for right now. Well, for the pre-reviews I'm going to be doing, first of all, for Nights, Journey into Dreams. So far from just starting the game by itself, the animations are absolutely beautiful and really bring the game to life. The animation alone really kind of caught me and drew me into the game itself. As I started the game and going into the whole beginning animation and all that, it really drags you into the character that you are and finding out, why is this character, this person, having these type of problems? It's nice because every time you go into there, it is basically keeping track of how many dreams you enter. As always, you do got the Wi-Fi feature, which is, in a sense, your own Chew Garden, but with creatures from this game. The coolest thing about this part, about this garden, is depending on what type of weather is in the weather channel or where you live, it actually draws that information in and displays it inside of your garden. You can go to your friends and have an icon chat, or you can go to new people from around the world you don't even know, just to kind of like chat with them and check out their gardens. Playing the game for the first time, I was using the Nunchuck with the remote, and not having the chance to actually play the original game on the Saturn kind of made it a little hard for me at first, but I got the hang of it really quick. Now, it's so easy and fun especially with the Wii Remote being able to do all your acrobatical tricks and everything. And it's great not having life, in a sense. It's more about having, you know, time to complete things, and also trying to find hidden items throughout the game. It's a wonderful thing because they do have a voice cast through all the major points, which makes it really nice, because if you're a kid, you don't have to do a whole lot of reading, because there are parts more like when they're explaining stuff you do. Otherwise than that, it's strictly just voice cast, and it's really good at what they did. I do recommend this one. I'm definitely working on trying to beat it, and I'll be able to give you guys a review of this as soon as I've been able to play a lot more of the game too. I'll let you guys know how I really think about it. But so far, it's one of those games that really draw you in really quick, and I am pleased with what they have done so far. So if you guys are looking for at least a game to rent or check out, I would definitely recommend seeing if this one might be one of those for you. On the other games, for previews, a really good game for the Nintendo 64 is Disney's Magical Tetris. I haven't gotten really far in the game yet, but it is, so far what I've played, a fun version of Tetris with Disney characters. It is up to, I believe, 4 players, and has a main mode as well. Being able to play Tetris with multiple players definitely makes it fun to be able to do so on the television. I'm hoping to be able to beat the game hopefully next week and be able to give you guys a really nice review on it. So all of you out there who are a Tetris fan, I do recommend at least grabbing this one, because what I've played of it, it's another good version to have if you are a true Tetris fan. On mangas, there is being released from ADV, of course, the Giants Collection mangas. They're finally restarting release, such as Azumanga Daioh. They were able to release the entire manga series in one giant book for only $24, which makes it nice instead of having to buy the mangas for only, I think they're $11.95 a piece. We actually were able to save money and be able to enjoy the entire story. And that's basically all I have right now for previews of later reviews that will be on the show. And I'm going to now talk about some of the things, about some of the top scores now on the site. If you wish to make any entries for any top scores, or enter a new top scores for new games and stuff, all you need to do is email me at wts@tsukurawatayami.com. As you go to the site, you'll find it in the WTS section now. As you open up that, it'll basically kind of tell you about what you need to do, what you need to send, and basically you just need to explain the level. I do have some examples displayed on the site, of course. I have two pictures displaying the scores themselves. And of course, I got a link to one of my videos that I have on YouTube. Now, for an example, for Dr. Mario. In the Dr. Mario top scores, I have low speed, medium speed, and high speed as different arenas. Because really, that is a challenge right there. Set 3 separate different scores because of the level of difficulty of the speed. Now, when you sit in for this game, of course, you're going to be sitting in your icon photo, which no two people can have the same icon character. I put it like that mainly because it is nice. However, like say you have like Naruto, but you have the Pikachu version of Naruto. That's different. If you have, you know, the Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan 3 Pikachu, that's a different character altogether. However, you can't have someone with a Pikachu and someone else having a Pikachu as well, because it's considered the same character, and we try to specify Thanks, but if it's a surfing Pikachu, or a balloon Pikachu, or a normal Pikachu, that is different, because those are specific characters in the actual video game and card game series. So, that's basically how we gotta do this. Send in your icon photo, your cyber name, and please keep your names clean. The same thing as the reviews, you gotta make sure that these are clean, because this is up to the public. And I do have a lot of younger players who come to the site, and also parents as well. So I have kind of a level I have to make sure I hold up. Next, you gotta specify which game you're going for, and which system. For Dr. Mario, of course, it'd be the NES, Dr. Mario. And then you'd, just send me a picture of, you know, the game over screen, and that right there, we'd be pretty good. Because in that particular screen picture, I'll be able to see that your, like, for my score was 21,800. I got up to level 6, and I was in medium speed. Those are the three major things that I put, two major things that I put down, the score and the level you were able to achieve. I haven't played Dr. Mario for a while, and I just need to get a score, or I can actually have a score up there. That's my excuse, at least, of why my score is pretty pitiful. But at least I got 21,000, so I beat the top score. Makes me happy. So that's something that's very important about the things that you need to be able to send. Another good example that I have up here is, of course, the Tetris one. In Tetris, there's A-type and B-type Tetris. I just took a picture of the actual level selecting of the A-type, which displays the name, score, and level that they achieved, and also stating which type of Tetris they are playing. These are the type of photos that I would like to receive to display which type of score. Of course, if you do have a YouTube video of your score, you want to do that instead, you could also send me at least, you know, say a 30-second clip displaying your final score, and I'll gladly accept that as well. The only thing I have to say is that if you've ever found out cheating, well, number one, why would you ever want to cheat? You know, the pride and glory of actually having a score that you yourself made is always great. And if you're found out cheating, you will be removed from the site, of course, and not allowed to be put back up on the site. And, I mean, to be a gamer that cheats just to get high scores, you know, think about it. It's not pretty cool. So, that's basically, you know, just the requirements, and of course, I have it all set up nicely. Each week I will have, well, not each week, but I'm going to decide on how long the challenges will stay up. Every system will have a challenge game that I will place up. If you want to make a challenge, I'll gladly post the challenge. Like in the Wii section right now, we have Guitar Hero 3. On easy mode, hit me with your best shot. That is the challenge for the Wii section for at least this month or so. And for the DS, I have, for this month's challenge, Elite Beat Agents, Cruising Mode, Song YMCA. And for the Nintendo, I have the game Yoshi, High Score on Type A. So these are the type of challenges that we'll be having. I don't know if I'll be doing any prizes or anything like that, but probably in the future I will. Because just right now I can't afford it, but afterwards, who knows, I might try to do something fun for that, for the winners. Right now, on the site, we have several different games up. As for the Wii right now, I only have one game, unfortunately. I'm going to be trying to add up some more this coming week. And right now, it's just Guitar Hero. And as you go over there, you'll be able to see a whole list of all the games that are under that letter, of course. And as you go in, you'll be able to see if it's a virtual console game, our Wi-Fi based game, Xbox Live game, and so forth. Then, of course, you can pick out the, for rhythm-based games, or any game, really, that has multiple things, you'll be able to pick out the actual level, or song, or, you know, or record that you're going for to actually see it. And, of course, since it's on easy mode right now, my top score at the current moment that I challenge all of you guys to beat is 66,353. And I did mine in quick play. So if any of you guys are able to beat that, that is the this week's this month's challenge is to beat that score. And I'm looking forward to all of you guys out there to come and try to waste my score, because that's what makes it fun. Next in the DS section, we have three current games. First of all, we have Alibi Agents. And YMCA. Of course, with this challenge, of course, in cruising mode, currently, I hold at cruising. I need to make sure I change all these, because I still have an easy mode and all that, and I keep forgetting which mode's which. Should be easy mode. I have 97,144, so that's the score to beat. I challenge all of you guys for that one. Our next current ones that we have is Oso, Takadanken, Orenden, for the DS, and of course, for all you Pokemon fans out there, we currently have Pokemon Pearl and Diamond. And I currently have up Battle Tower winning streaks. And I have each of them posted, and I will be adding up the Pal Park scores later. And when we go over to the Nintendo, as I said, Yoshi is this week's challenge, or this month's challenge. It is a virtual console game for the Wii. And type A. My current score is 9,435 with 71 eggs, and I was able to get to level 11. Now, sadly, I did used to keep a lot of my records and scores for a lot of my NES games, and I cannot find my book anymore. My best score ever, I know at one time I actually got over 15,000 points, and I was able to get over 150 eggs. This is one of the more challenging games for the NES, and personally one of my favorites, because it's just an awesome. A lot of you probably remember this one being called Yoshi and Mario, or Mario and Yoshi. For the NES, it was just playing Yoshi. So that's the challenge for that one. Our next games, of course, just to have some fun, is, of course, Tetris, the original for the Nintendo, and the other one being Dr. Mario. As I said, you have low speed, medium speed, and high speed. So that's what we have on the site right now. And always ready for some good challenges, because I'll try and beat your guys' scores if I have the system to do so. So I'm looking forward to receiving all you guys' top scores. Ideas for records and stuff I'll gladly put up. And that's basically what we're going to try and start doing. We'll have reviews, announcements on if a top score is defeated. The newer ones have been placed up, and try and just, you know, help us all have fun with just being able to love our video games, basically, and enjoy our animes and other things. As always, if you guys want to write reviews for the site, go ahead and write reviews and send them to reviews@tsukurazwantiami.com, and I'll be glad to throw that up as well. Well, sorry about rambling on about the site and everything, but I had a lot just to kind of like update you guys on, and I will make sure that this show will be up every week from now on. Because with only having two podcasts, it will be a lot easier than doing four podcasts. Unfortunately, it's something I have to do. So, sayonara, my friends, and you guys have a Merry Christmas. And I'm looking forward for you guys to destroy my scores, of course, because that's what I like to see. So, just do you guys the best, and I'll be posting guys up daily if I can. And yeah, this is Tsukuro saying sayonara, ciao, and Merry Christmas to you all. Until you guys get to your next episode next week, sayonara.